Starlight Theater is Kansas City's oldest and largest performing arts organization, and many baby boomers who grew up here, this reporter included, can pinpoint their first theater experience there. Starlight president and executive producer Denton Yockey speaks to the Starlight tradition as a way of introducing the theater's upcoming production of the musical Aladdin, opening this week not in Swope Park, but at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts.
We've been doing, rather intentionally or by accident, shows for young children and their families out here at Starlight for a long time. Decades and decades, great family entertainment, and some of it's been more mature entertainment, even if you bring your kids along to West Side Story and someone dies at the end, but it's still, you know, you bring your kids. But this is an opportunity for us to expand upon that kind of programming in our traditional off-season and in the grandest new venue in town.
The cast of Aladdin includes both professional actors and children and youth from one of Starlight's various educational programs, which range from Starlight Theater Academy's in-house acting classes to Starlight on Site doing outreach to various local schools. Yockey says that this production and the April show, Narnia the Musical, offer a way for the theater to utilize the kids it works with.
We didn't have that component as part of our education program, and so this can serve as kind of a flagship for those kids who aspire to say, okay, I've taken your acting class, now what do I do? What's my next step? Well, we'll send you over to that theater on the other side of town, you know, so now we have something for them to do.
The collaboration is also compatible with a mission of both organizations, to give children a live experience with the arts that can lead to lifelong patronage, says Kauffman Center's president and CEO, Jane Chu.
It's always been the mission of the Kauffman Center to provide diverse programming, but we did identify with Starlight their very talented ability to produce, and knowing that we had a niche that we wanted to reach the children and their families for all kinds of reasons, one in particular, and the main one being we want children to be so socialized with the arts and be so comfortable with it that as they grow to become arts lovers, we just had to start early, and Starlight could fit the bill on that.
Among Aladdin's professional crew is choreographer Christina Burton, who's young enough to have been imprinted by the 1992 Disney film.
Well, yeah, I grew up watching it. You know, it's one of my favorite Disney movies, and always wanted to be Princess Jasmine. It's kind of nice to be on the opposite side and get to create the actors as far as being in the show and being in everything.
Directing and playing the genie, who he played for 3 years at Disneyland's California Adventure, is Jerry J. Cranford. He's enthusiastic about mounting a show populated by both children and professional actors.
Some of the staging that I'm using is running around, and I've worked the camps for Starlight and taught at many of the high schools and junior highs and choreographed around town. And I feel that I have a strength in working with them and knowing how to make it look seamless between the professionals and the children.
However the first collaboration goes, Starlight and the Kauffman Center will give it another go this August when the former's production of Aida will be presented at the latter. Steve Walker, KCUR News.